Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Gotta Zeit the Ship.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a play, I believe, on Right the Ship. I'm Jack. That's Miles. And this is what's trending this Friday afternoon. Let's see, Charles Barkley is trending because of his spicy hot takes on the Lakers versus the Nuggets, I'm assuming.
Wait, what'd he say?
Oh,
I thought there was a thing where I know Shaq told him to shut the hell up last night.
Did he? About, yeah.
No, I think because he was like trying to talk. You know, Shaq was just kind of in a mood.
Shaq seems like he is always wanting to contradict Charles Barkley.
Yeah, it's like his weird older
brother.
On
basketball stuff. Yeah. There's very much that vibe of like, no. Whatever he says is like dumb, and I'm about to tell you why.
All right, Chuck.
And then point to his rings and shit. We
right. Yeah, exactly. I don't think he's tired. I think he's just, that's what he said. Chuck said that Jokic was tired at the end of the game, and Shaq was like, I'm gonna have to disagree. He was just off his rhythm. It was just like, this is the dumbest conversation ever. But one place he might have wanted to disagree with Charles Barkley was his account of Breonna Taylor's death. He said that, one thing we have to keep in mind is that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend shot at the police.
Oh, that old tired. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's why we don't go to Charles Barkley for anything other than like just bad takes and the occasional like weird off color comment about white NBA fans.
Right.
Look at all those vanilla faces.
He is a Republican. I'm almost positive he was at one point considering running for public office as a Republican. So.
Yeah, that's right. What, in Alabama, right?
Yeah, Alabama. He's from Alabama.
Yeah.
But just so that, because I am seeing that version of events a lot
The detail they're failing to remember or failing to draw out when they give that description of events is that the police were at the wrong house, bust down the door without identifying themselves, and they were just defending themselves, which is okay for white gun owners to do, according to Republicans, but not right. for...
Well, they've twisted themselves up so much. Like, Tommy Lahren was like, essentially the logic being applied is like, well, you know, they shouldn't be doing that when someone busts into your house and are cops. And it's like, but what about all this, like, you know, Waco and like right. Ruby Ridge or like all these examples these people point to about like the overreach of the government, but it's always selective outrage.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so now you're for the feds busting your door down and not and just gooning you out.
And cool. shooting you six times and leaving you to die in your house without trying to like perform any life saving.
Yeah. Anything that obscures the fact that it probably that whatever this grand jury trial was an utter disgrace, sham, like just shit show.
Yeah.
And we don't know what this grand jury was shown in terms of how they got to their determination of, you know, wanton, whatever the fuck this shit was, what not anything close to a real sentence for people who are murdering unarmed people in their homes.
Right. Also, Charles was pissed at Kenny for walking off set during when the players were protesting, were doing a Wildcat strike. Kenny, the Jet, walked off. Charles said this week he was pissed. So Charles letting his inner Republican flag fly.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, we let him get away with a lot of shit because he's charming.
Didn't he throw someone cool. through a window?
Threw someone through a window, was drunk speeding across Scottsdale, Arizona while drunk, and when he was pulled over, told the cop that it was because he was speeding to go get a blowjob from a hot woman while he was married with a kid. So, cool. But because he's like kind of a fun dude.
He bros down easy, man. What can I say about Chuck, man?
He bros down real easy. Ron Paul is trending because he had a stroke on a live stream or some manner of health.
He had a stroke on a live stream?
Oh, you didn't see that video?
No, I've...
Oh, man, it
when
is
when he's trending, I'm like...
Disturbing.
Oh, no. I mean, I probably don't need to see that just because people have strokes in my family. So,
yeah, I would not. Yeah, it's no longer okay to joke like, sorry, I'm having a stroke when you misspeak. It was never okay, but this is it is horrifying looking. It's like watching someone get just rapidly impaired in the span of 1 second. It's really upsetting.
Oh, wow. Oh, because he's like mid-sentence, essentially?
Yeah, he's talking, and he starts the sentence like himself, and then it just like goes away.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Even if it's... Yeah.
And it's just a reminder, I think, also of just like how, you know, of we are...
Hanging by a thread.
Yeah, we're machines made of, you know, these parts that when they break down, we're... Yeah, it's dark.
Yeah.
Amy Coney Barrett is trending. ACB.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. If only she had a name that started with an A after Coney in between Barrett, she'd be ACAB. But
right.
The rumblings from up from Pond the Hill,
woo!
As we suspected, is that she is likely going to be the nominee that Trump names to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And we've been talking about it since last week about her background, how she's like, you know, in a group that is quite literally the fucking inspiration for The Handmaid's Tale, as being a vote on the Supreme Court over things like, you know, reproductive rights. I'm sure she is going to, you know, side with the liberal justices. No, but yeah, this is
she's going to be so much further to the right than anybody currently on the Supreme Court. Isn't that right?
Which like is wild to think. I mean, yeah, because she's like cosplays as someone from like the 17th century.
Yeah.
So bringing those values to the whatever, you know, look, we got a lot on our plate right now.
I mean, she doesn't represent the mainstream of conservatism either. Like that's why it's, I don't know.
Well, I know the logic was definitely that, you know, nominating a man means there's a good shot that they have some kind of probably a bad history with consent, assault, possibly, like with what happened with Brett Kavanaugh. So the logic seems to be it may be easier for people to stomach like a quick replacement if it's a woman, because it feels like, well, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, woman, Amy Coney Barrett, woman, that's okay. And but also maybe because of that, she may not have as much weird, or not weird, just like objectionable shit right. in her past, aside from them like making her like, having these ideological ties to these groups and trying to, you know, paint her decision making as a justice as being biased, which it is. So we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's kind of what we thought it was. We will see where that goes over the weekend. And then KKK is trending because they are also possibly getting nominated for the Supreme Court. What's positive, where we I at mean, there?
Could be. Kami Coney Carrot is going to be named to the Supreme Court. No, this is okay. So Trump is in Atlanta right now and is trying to appeal to African Americans, to black voters, because he is a racist, just vile piece of shit.
Right.
And so he's at this rally and he's basically saying, like, look, he's like, if you replace me, he starts making these promises. And what he calls, this is what's so fucked up. He calls this the platinum plan for black voters. Like, you're looking at a menu the of human rights that they'll give you.
Shit possible. Yeah. Yeah.
This is, it's almost like, no, we just want like the like white people plan. Right. How about that? It doesn't have to be platinum, just equality. Doesn't have to, you don't have to go beyond. But then the whole thing is making Juneteenth a federal holiday, and prosecuting the Ku Klux Klan as a terrorist organization. And then you see people like Kelly Loeffler, who's, you know, in the Senate race there, being like, oh, so great to see our president taking this on. You know, the KKK should have been a terrorist organization long ago. Joe Biden and Barack Obama didn't do this. And it's like, it's just so transparent.
Right.
And how they think, like, how little or it's such a disconnect from what the actual needs are of black people in this country and what is being asked for. Mm-hmm. It's not that to have one holiday and officially be like, and our official stance on KKK is bad.
Right.
You know, like, no. We're talking about police reform. We're talking about really funding the community, not just these really lame, just empty gestures. Then there's like a whole other thing about having some economic opportunity zones. But a lot of people said, like, a lot of this money, like, we don't see this in a plan. It just sounds like some shit he came up with like 15 minutes before he went out there. And it reads like it too, because he just looks at black people as a monolith who just want Juneteenth off and think the KKK is bad. And that's where it ends.
Yeah, yeah. It's just very basic.
That'll nip it in the bud.
Yeah. As someone pointed out, if you want to know what the KKK thinks of Donald Trump and like what his policies actually are, just look at what David Duke said about him. Look what white supremacists actually say. They're like, this is the first time somebody seems like they actually have our back.
Cool.
I mean, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but even this, like, no, who the fuck could possibly
I mean, the only people he's getting is just the same black people who supported him to start with. Like, you're not, the pain out there is too real for these like weird things to be solutions to it. Like, it just doesn't. I mean, the other thing too is the entire focus even for this administration is to replace a justice versus actually even addressing coronavirus and the economic fallout from it. When all these economists are like, you have to give money to the fucking unemployed or there will be no recovery, you fucking morons. Like, that's what has to happen. And if they don't do that, they're, you know, the spending is going up for low-income people and people who are unemployed. But the problem is the levels of their employment hasn't quite rebounded like middle and high earners have. And it's a real issue. But again, yes, sure, go off and make Chadwick Boseman, he'll be in the rotunda as well. Like, you know, like, it's just like the weirdest shit. And it's just like upsetting that, you know, whatever, you know, I got to check my blood pressure and call my doctor.
Yeah. Fuck this guy. All right. Well, guys, that is going to do it for this week. Have a good weekend, I guess.
Absolutely have a good
weekend. Yeah. No, definitely. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Have a good weekend.
All right. Stay present, too. You know, don't think too much about the future this weekend. Just stay in that moment. You know, water them plants. Make them eggs. Pet that dog or cat or bunny or lizard or snake or whatever you got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's good advice. Mm-hmm. Or a squirrel. A squirrel just walked by my window.
Birds, rats, snakes up out their holes, chunky
whatever.
Fire.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Gemini, Aquemini. Sorry, we're old.
That's gonna do it for this week. We'll be back on Monday with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, wear a mask, stay inside, wash your hands, don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Guys, customer service is essential to your business success. And for faster, smarter customer experience, you can turbocharge your CX results with CXone, the world's most complete customer experience platform from NICE. It's never been easier for organizations of all sizes around the globe to create extraordinary customer experiences. With the scalability and flexibility of the cloud, you can power up your business goals like never before. So don't get left behind. Find out more today at nice.com. That's nice.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.